got vision, right? And anytime you see guys that operate, you know, he found the trailer last night for his point with a really, you know, almost like Wayne could put the puck through skates. Gilmore could do it too. And the other thing I think of is, you know, Brian Burke was on television this week just saying, you know, that the only fear he has is that Elias is so thin, right? He's just such a scrawny guy that can he survive in a big man's game? And, I mean, Wayne did it. Wayne did get caught once by a guy named Bill McCreary, but as a rule, I know he had bodyguards, but as a rule, Wayne was a lacrosse disciple and just knew how to protect himself, and you can ask him about that. But I always felt like he was his best when he was scrawny. I thought Gilmore was his best when he was on Intervenus, and a lot of the great players, you know, everybody wants them to grow into a man, but I think you're kind of at your best when you're thin and lithe in the National Hockey League. You need that speed. You need that ability to dart in and out. And he's elusive for the most part. He made a bad mistake on the Matheson hit where he left himself vulnerable. But other than that, he just seems to have great awareness, and he has vision. So that's why the Gretzky or Crosby or McDavid, anybody that can play the game at speed and see it slow down, he's got that for sure.